The Gemara in Shabbos on Kuf Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph talks about the mitzvah of Mila, and it talks about when one should not do a Mila. In other words, if day 8 the baby is sick, or it's going to be dangerous, and you certainly don't do it. So what exactly constitutes a situation where one should not do a mila? So Gemara talks about it in Kuf Lamed Daled that we shouldn't come out a kid who is yellow. So, and it talks about a case where she gave birth to two boys, and they die from the bris mila. And then Rav Nassim advised the woman that for the third century she should wait until the yellowness, that it's no longer a yellow baby, and they listen, and the boy recovered from the bris without any issues. That seems to be the psak in the Shulchan Aruch, as well as the Rambam, that one should be very careful when it comes to the issue of jaundice, and therefore you should be careful not to do it. However, there's a slight difference, or perhaps a major difference, between the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam writes, we should postpone the bris if the baby is exceptionally, especially yellow. Well, the Shulchan Aruch says if the baby is yellow. So the Shulchan Aruch seems to be more strict, seems to be stricter than the Rambam. So the Chochma Sadim writes, like the Rambam, and he quotes other Rishonim, and they want to know, Chachmas Adam, on one hand, seems to pass being like the Rambam, a little one make only exceptionally yellow, while the Aruch HaShulchan seems to go with the Shulchan Aruch. And as well, there's another dispute besides, so there's one dispute whether at what point do we say the jaundice is subsiding, or you, in other words, how do you define exceptionally yellow versus is regular jaundice. And then as well, there's another machlokas achronim, because there's another halacha that sometimes after a baby recovers from a sickness, it gets into this part of the guf, but there's a halacha of waiting 7 days after the boy recovers. So the Aruch HaShulchan and the Maharsham write that in this, since it's a whole debate bizman hazeh on whether the jaundice baby is a sakana, so you don't have to wait the 7 days. Others disagree, and so you do have to. So Lamaisa, what do we do when you have a jaundice baby? So it's a major machlokas among the contemporary poskim. The Dayan Weiss in the Minchas Yitzchak, he takes Chazal's warning very strong not to circumcise a jaundice baby, even though, let's say, medical science tells us today, let's say, in a case where they say it's not dangerous. In fact, I know cases where the mother was a doctor and she said it was okay, and the mohel says, I don't care what you say, meaning not you personally. Halacha is more machmir then science. He seemed to go with Dayan Weiss, that he wasn't going to do the bris until he had a different level of bilirubin, whatever the case might have been. And therefore, you have to, according to the Minchas Yitzchak, you have to delay it until it's much more mild, or the count has to be, you have to get a lower bilirubin count. There's a whole discussion. Reb Black writes in his many svarim, his contemporary halacha issues, that what's the bilirubin count? He says if the bilirubin count is 5 or over, it's a no-go. Plus, in addition, if the bilirubin is over 10, so you'd have to wait another week. So he makes a distinction within the level of the bilirubin, that if it's 5 or over, under 5, I guess it's a go. Over 5, you can't circumcise the child until it goes lower. And in addition, if it's a bilirubin of 10 or more, you'd have to go ahead and wait a week. So that's the strict opinion of Dayan Weiss and the Rabbi quote. However, a quote of Shlomo Zalman, that's a Dr. Abraham quotes him, that he, someone had a bilirubin of 14. And a local doctor, or, you know, an expert good enough for Rav Shlomo Zalman, even when the bilirubin was 14. So on one hand, going to some if the bilirubin's 14, of course, not only can't you do the bris, but you have to wait 7 days. Rav Shlomo, so whether, you know, as long as the competent doctor says the baby is completely healthy, so then some say you could, Rav Shlomo Zalman, you could do the bris even the baby is still yellow. So there you have, on one end, Dayan Weiss, no bris, over 5, and over 10, 7-day waiting period. Rav Shlomo Zalman, as long as we assume they're healthy, so the baby could do it even if it's 14. And we have a middle approach, which seems to be the more accepted view, or I guess it depends which circles you're in, but it seems to be more normative practice. Because on one hand, so Dayan Weiss is taking Chazal over the modern day doctors, and Rav Shlomo Zalman seems to be taking modern doctors over Chazal. So we want to make a shalom between the two. So the Sitz Eliezer writes, on one hand, we can't ignore the warnings of Chazal that doing a jaundiced baby is a sakana. On the other hand, we can't ignore modern science either, that it's not dangerous. So therefore, he wants to take a middle approach. That number one is, you don't have to wait 7 days after the jaundice disappears, like the Orach HaShulchan and the Marsham. And however, but if you see the jaundice, if it disappeared from most of the body, so then he could do a bris milah. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky also said similar. I think if the bilirubin count shows that the jaundice is in receding, so therefore you could do it also. And that's what the Nishros Haram says. If the bilirubin count is 12 or less, so then one could do it. And in fact, that's a whole discussion. Some even say if it's a bris on Shabbos, you could ask a Gentile to find out. So therefore, we have the three shitas. We have the Dayan Weiss said, no way. We're very concerned. Over 5, no. Over 10, the 7-day waiting period. Shlomo Zalman, no, as long as the doctors say it's healthy, even the bilirubin's above 10, I think it was even 14. And then you have a middle approach that sits, so yes, on one hand, we don't want to ignore what Chazal say. So therefore, on one hand, we try to wait to at least the jaundice starts going down, the bilirubin. So then we'll rely on that. And even if the bilirubin is high, but if it's going down and the doctors say it's healthy, then we'll do it. But we don't have to keep the 7-day waiting period. It's again, so different minhagim in different places.